はい。
Sean Misner, 26. Travis Carter, 31. Travis Turbfill, 27. Wade Parker, 22. And William Warnicki, 25.
Can you imagine dedicating your life to helping others and your family? So, so proud. And to have 19 fallen brothers. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The names that you just heard, some of the 19 who were part of that hotshot unit, highly trained, highly skilled, very qualified for what they were doing, fighting a horrific fire in Arizona. And unfortunately, they did not get out alive. And people days later are still trying to grapple with the fact that they will never see these strong, virile men again. They were on Sunday trying to put out what was an incredibly fast-moving fire, and they are the special forces, the highly competitive, highly trained, super motivated gang of hotshots. And they were all part, or most of them anyway, part of the Prescott Fire Department, and there they were. They had been in this group since 2002, so you're talking about, if you've ever seen any documentary, any Discovery Channel thing about these hotshots, then you know what they do. The physical conditioning, the training that they have to go through, the on-the-spot, what-do-we-do situation with safety and fire, especially because they're a critical part of taking down a fire. They have to do 80 hours of training. They have to run, check this out, 1.5 miles in just over 10 minutes. And then they have other tests, 45-pound packs on their back. They're hauling them, 3-mile hike in 45 minutes. So it was shocking to the families, not expecting that they would not come out alive, that they would absolutely return. They would absolutely return. In our Forest Service in the United States, the hotshot crews, because it was so bad in Los Angeles in the Southwest, were started in the 40s. And that's how they got their name, from a reference to being part of being in the middle of the hottest part of the fire. So to be sure, it's a dangerous job, and they know it, and they thrive on that adrenaline and all that sort of stuff. So they were heroes. They were skilled professionals like any other profession, and they had invested so much. I went and checked their Facebook page today. As much as some of the crazy things that happen with social media, I would say thumbs up to this one. There are almost 200,000 likes. There's all kinds of remembrances that have been set up and whatnot. And it's still shocking, though, to hear that 19 firemen have been killed. The only thing I can compare it to is 9/11, because that was the thing that so many people took out of 9/11, that you had these firemen that went in and had no idea that they weren't coming out, were killed in stairways, were crushed by the buildings coming down, and killed in other ways, too. But that so many fire departments were wiped out. So in Prescott, that's what they're dealing with. They're dealing with the loss of 19 guys who were so incredibly close, who had small children and who had families, had just amazing degrees of separation. I mean, the department basically loses a fifth of the squad in Prescott. Imagine down the street from you. Think about this. You don't think about this as much unless you have a fire or something happens to your family, or you know of stories of something that happened with a fire and somebody was rescued or some such thing. Or you have a family member, or you yourself are a volunteer fireman. Because I grew up with a lot of volunteer firemen. Of course, we were taught all kinds of fire drills from the time we were kids, and we realized the whole deal about running, getting down to the firehouse and being out there, and we knew what was happening with whatever fire and what they had seen and what had happened, and crazy things that start fires, that ignite fires, and that kind of thing. In this case, here they were just out there. Suddenly, unfortunately, the fire, the flames from the fire, the way it's been described, because, of course, they investigated it, took a wild turn. You know, with the winds and the unpredictable conditions that often happen, and these were Granite Mountain hotshots, they were killed in what they call a burnover. So the Arizona fire is still raging on. I mean, the east, which is soaked with the floods, they would love to have the floodwaters come down there, because we're talking about 8,000 acres, 200 different structures down. But the thing that people care about the most, it's not the structures. We don't care about structures. We care about people. That 19 firemen died trying to just get a fire line going, trying to get a pathway out. So naturally, there's the press to put it together. So this is the deadliest incident of any kind for U.S. first responders since September 11th. It's not surprising. My head went there immediately, having been there and seen all the memorials that were put up and realizing, geez, these are guys in their 20s, 30s, young kids, young families, newly married, engaged, all that kind of stuff. So the names, some of the names you just heard were some of the people who were killed. And here it is coming up on a holiday week, and then this fire is still burning. So now other fire departments have been brought in. And they were there anyway, but they're bringing in more to replace the guys who were lost. At least, because this is a full circle thing for a lot of people, the firefighters' bodies were recovered. So, I mean, you can imagine the condition, but they, at least there is that sense of closure, and they were taken to the coroner's office in Phoenix. It started burning, this fire, since Friday, sparked perhaps by lightning is what they believe, and you had 400 different firefighting people on the ground, on the scene. And what the hotshots were doing is they were trying to cut that path. They were trying to direct a way out. And unfortunately, it took a different turn, a much different turn. And I didn't realize this until I saw a statistic today in the Wall Street Journal, but would you believe there are 110 hotshot firefighting crews. So these are those elite guys that just describe what they do, of about 20 specially trained firefighters who work just nonstop in the summer, because that's when they're needed. That's when this stuff happens, with the dry conditions. This is fire season. That's why they do that 80 hours, those drills. That's why they do all that kind of stuff, because this is when their time is. This is when they're out there fighting it. So anyway, we take a moment to remember all of those heroic firefighters who were just trying to help put this thing out and did not come back. And now the families have to go through that process of grief and burying their dead. All right, coming up on This Hour of America tonight, plenty of you had things to say about Snowden and what's going on with Snowden. Also, what's happening with the president? Is he coming back from Africa? And a few other things mixed in between, so we'll certainly hit the mailbag. Hang with us.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I like to see you look right across the phone. I like to do it in serious telephone mode. I like to reggae, but you dance fast.
All right, boy, the fates and the fortunes of those who call themselves whistleblowers can certainly change on a dime. I know we've gone through those who have turned their lives around and feel pretty good about what they did, even if they went through a dark period and had retaliation they had to deal with and whatnot. In the case of Ed Snowden, though, who is still stuck at the Moscow airport, he's looking for some serious relief in the form of an asylum. Now, turning to Russia and hoping that Vladimir Putin will say, okay, you're, you know, the president of Russia, we're going to give you that asylum. So Putin is actually setting terms to make that happen. Woo. Talk about thawed relations in the Cold War times two. Maybe we're going back to a little bit of those days. Here's what Patrick Ventrell, State Department spokesperson, had to say about Snowden and whether or not we're talking about the typical politicking back and forth and then this whole thing about he's marooned at this point.
People who are accused of serious felony crimes were prepared to issue one entry travel documents. He's still a U.S. citizen. He still enjoys the rights of his U.S. citizenship, which include the right to a free and fair trial for the crimes he's been accused of. The central claim, which we reject, the notion that this is some sort of political prosecution. Indeed, it's not. These are serious crimes, serious violations of his obligations.
All right, so now the Kremlin has to deal with this. And so you heard that's the State Department. They're not going to waver on this. He comes back. He has to do, you know, he has to face the music. And that's it, period. We're not doing any kind of deals. He asked for a deal that he could just speak openly and that he could pick the place where he would be tried and all this other stuff, that his father had a list of demands. They don't care about the demands. They're not even concerned with that. So the Kremlin is concerned about what they're going to do, because now they're in the middle of this dilemma. I said this, and truly this is what I picture. Remember Vladimir Putin riding around with his horse with his shirt off, and he was buff, and he looked like he was strong and in control. He lost control of this situation, I think, because he expected to be neutral and put Snowden out into Ecuador and not have to really deal with this, so he could take a few little jabs at the U.S. Now he's in the middle of this, because Snowden, late on Sunday, through a Russian consulate in Terminal F of the airport, passed on the message that, you know what, I would like to seek asylum here in Russia. That's how we think it played out anyway. So the neutral spot for Putin is gone. We're talking 8-9 days now at this airport. If he gives Snowden asylum, Putin will certainly smash or damage whatever, an already frayed relationship with the United States. And if he were to give in to Washington's will, then would he appear weak after some of the things he said? And that's what I think he would be afraid of. So I believe he gives him the asylum. And he said, you know what? He can stay in Russia as long as he stops publishing classified documents that hurt the United States' interests. So now he's saying, okay, he's here, he's a guest in Russia, whatever, but he can't be doing the WikiLeaks Julian Assange thing. He can't be dishing the information to him. So will that also, clipping his wings, will that put him in a situation that he doesn't want to be in? So it's interesting. It's a situation for Snowden where, okay, you want to stay here, and you're going to stay here. Then you're going to not dump out these classified secrets. But if he does stay, at what cost, and what would Russia try to pry out of him? So the whole idea that he's a truth teller and he's a hero and all of that, well, that goes away if he goes suddenly silent. And I think that Snowden thinks that that's his advantage, because he's a whistleblower, a leaker, that now has a lot of people up in arms in the European Union, because the documents of what we, meaning the intelligence agency, calls other countries, how big of a target they are, what they're scooping, what kind of information they're scooping out and helping themselves to, is now out all over the place. And so the more that that comes out, the more that weakens us, and the more it infuriates the powers that be in the NSA, who want nothing better than to see Edward Snowden go on trial for espionage. So he's in suspended animation. He was in limbo before. Now he is just suspended. Because all these countries that were considering granting him asylum have gone silent. They've gone dark on Snowden. That's not happening. And especially Ecuador, because Ecuador was the big play. And that's the country that's helping WikiLeaks man Julian Assange. But they're saying, no, 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 no. They're taking a hands-off, distancing themselves approach. So this whole asylum request thing and Russia boring the responsibility is what Ecuador said. This is not high on their agenda. He may sit at that airport for a little bit longer. In fact, I think he will sit at that airport. So he is in the middle of it, and he doesn't have a voice. He doesn't have a voice other than through Julian Assange, I suppose, and more details may come out, more classified information may come out. I wonder, in Russia, how many are for this asylum? In Russia, it's got to be the talk of the town. It's like I say here in America tonight, what's the buzz in the land? Well, the buzz over Edward Snowden is still around, But because so much comes at us, boom, 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 the heartache of the firefighters, the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on trial for Trayvon Martin's murder, boom, get some headlines. The Supreme Court going away for the summer and dropping either some celebratory news on people or some dark news on others. There's other things that we're processing, and this is out there, and it's big, but it is really big in Russia. They're not worried about the weather. They're not worried about a parking spot. They're not worried about any of that stuff. They're wondering what's going to happen with Snowden. They're wondering what's going to happen. And a lot of people are in favor in that country of granting him asylum. Human rights types, pro-Kremlin types, communists, they say nationalists, even I was reading parliamentarians, because, you know, they have all these different factions, they're all pushing for that to happen. And one of the leaders of the Russia's Communist Party says, hey, I don't see any problem. If the problem is hysterics from the United States, they ought to remember that, historically speaking, granting political asylum to people like Snowden is normal historical practice. There's no reason for Russia to be embarrassed and drop out. So this is probably tracks to make sure that Putin looks okay in this and comes out okay, that it works out. But you got to figure, if you're Snowden, you know, Julian Assange is trying to mentor him, but he's mentoring him from afar while he's in London, trapped in the Ecuadorian embassy. And Assange believes in his plight and to get the information out there, but it also helps Assange because he is the founder of WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks thrives on that kind of information. What's the classified? What's the unknown? What's the shocking? What can we hit the American people with that'll just blow their doors off? What do you think? Think Ed Snowden ever faces trial in the United States, or does he live out his days in a place like Russia? I hope he's good at languages, because he'll have to learn that one if that's the case. If that's the case. I think Putin makes him twist a little bit, but then offers asylum. I think that asylum is what's going to happen, and then it kicks open the can of worms between the U.S. and Russia and the tug of war over why can't we have our guy back. We're heading to the mailroom next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again,
you need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Gang, coming up on our next show, Nancy Storz. She is a safety expert. She's going to talk about 4th of July and how you don't want to be a statistic. And everybody says, oh, I can set off those cherry bombs. Are you kidding? There's no problem there. But did you know 70 to 75% of fireworks injuries happen during a 30-day period? Can you guess when that is? That would be June 23rd through July 23rd. And, of course, it peaks on Independence Day because that's when people use fireworks. 45% of firework injuries are to kids under the age of 15, males, three times more likely than females to be injured. But anyway, she's got some tips for traveling and a few other interesting things, too. I can't wait to talk to Nancy. Nancy used to be the chairman of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. She definitely is an expert when it comes to safety. She's got some interesting things to say about traveling and how you can be super careful when you're out there traveling and thinking, oh, I'm fine, there's nothing's going to happen, I'm completely 100% safe. All right, it's a safe bet that we are going to go check the mail. So without further ado, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we are headed to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed, we do. This one comes to us from Coco, who says, boy, that is so depressing what happened to that fire crew. Here they were trying to do their best to put out a threatening, horrific blaze that seemed to have nothing but life in it. And you have to really feel for those families. It's a tough time, a time where normally you're celebrating. It's summer and everybody's excited to be off. Kids are just getting used to the fact that they're swimming and hanging out with friends, and now some of them are fatherless. Very, very depressing. My heart and my sympathies go out to those families. Yeah, well, we mentioned that, and it has been the greatest loss of firefighters in any single disaster since September 11th. September 11th, the worst, but now this is second to that. And this was a crew that they knew what they were doing. And unfortunately, you cannot always predict, even if you're an expert, what's going to happen with a fire. What's going to happen with suddenly there's a shift or you get a little bit too close. That's why I described this before. That's why they're called hot shots, because they are that close to the fire. All right, here's one from Eric who says, hey, Kate Delaney. Boy, Ed Snowden, he is right there on the bullseye for most people. I got to tell you, I still hail him as a hero because he enlightened us as to the overreach of our government. We got to have people that are able to do that. He might be a punk. He might be a dropout. He might be all kinds of things. But I consider him to be brave for doing what he did. And I don't even think he realized what a firestorm he was going to create. But he did. And the NSA is embarrassed, they're humiliated, and everything in between. And the United States looks like a bunch of overbearing, hysterical spy babies. So good for Ed Snowden. I wish him the best, and I hope he does find his place in history among other whistleblowers that we consider to be brave, heroic people. Yeah, here's the thing. He's not going to get that. You know, he's not whistleblowing on a company. He's not leaking information on a specifically Watergate, for example, where you're taking down a president. This is a different kind of thing with the NSA, although you could say, well, don't those tracks lead to the president? Doesn't the president know what's happening with the NSA? However, if you look up the legalities, even though I concur, I agree it's an overreach, I agree it's disgrace, I think it's humiliating, it is humiliating, because you could split a paper in half and say, okay, on one side, how dare they, you know, dumpster dive on our information when, one, they're wasting our money, it makes no sense, and we're not tracking terrorists if we're wasting how many man hours, how much dough, specifically on going after people in Iowa and New Jersey and Texas and wherever, pick a place, who are guilty of nothing other than using the internet to look up some things. So, and worse than that, now the fact that other countries are really more specifically aware of what's happening as far as their information, their phone records, that stuff being tracked. Certainly doesn't endear us to our so-called allies, even if everybody says it's that old thing. Yeah, well, we know Big Brother is looking after us. We know that they're looking, not after us, they're looking into us. We know we're on the list. You know, people make those comments. I'm sure I've made them. All of us have made them. But it's one thing to say that, to flip it out there, and it's another thing to be in the middle of it, and especially when you're talking about other countries. Certainly, it is really, we're going to get any information about your country that we can get, and you're going to get any information about us. But we're not trying to tell each other. We're not trying to show the roadmap to, oh, yes, you know, five streets over from the Kremlin, and then down and around in deep in the heart of Moscow, we are culling all this information of just the people who were over there and weeding through it to see what's significant and what isn't, or we've labeled you important targets, not as important targets, and, you know, it's like hot, hot, cold, cold. So, no, it's not, it's definitely not good. But Snowden can have a huge fan club. People can set up Facebook pages. They can send him flowers and throw accolades his way. But if he comes back to the United States, they're going to try him, and he's done. He's going to be locked away. So does he get this asylum in Russia? Then he stays in Russia, and that's the end of it. Here we are, 4th of July. Woohoo! And this problem becomes a Kremlin problem, which it is. He gets the asylum he wants. They squeeze him for more information, I suppose. And he's in Russia. He gets his asylum there, and that's it. And he doesn't come back to the United States, because if he comes back to the United States, they cuff him. They're going to cuff him. And that's it. So, he's going to either like doing that and want the idea of doing that, or he's going to have to face the music back home. Whether or not he has a huge fan club and he is all those things and he released all that information, he's stuck. He's floating. And there's nobody that can help him because he's a United States citizen. He was a contractor. It was classified information. How do you get around that? The legalities of that, whether we think they're wrong or it's a disgraceful and he shouldn't, that shouldn't happen to him. That's exactly what will happen to him if he comes back to the United States. Because you have to remember, again, this was classified information. He was a contractor and he walked away with it, put it on thumb drive, took it away. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I see you got your wish. Protege, she announced she's going to start a third party. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Sarah Palin. You know, the funny thing is, because you've drummed that into my head so much, I thought of you when I heard that story.
Yeah, jokes began.
Well, she's saying a third party of true conservatives, so kind of split the Republican Party, basically, because, you know, well you would get that would separate the two certain parts of the Republican Party, I suppose, but, boy, you'd have to have a lot of momentum to make that strong.
See what happens when you wish for something came true.
Yeah, you created it.
Yeah.
I'm blaming you. I think there should be a third party. Listen, I think there should be a third. I think there should be a third party, but I thought it should be an independent party where it's, you know, conservatives and Republicans. That traditionally goes hand in hand. There may be some differences, but now that's just spun off into all kinds of directions. I don't know that that would work because it would split the base. So that would hurt the vote for a Republican who's running as a Republican.
Well, they hurting themselves again because now they say that Hillary Clinton's too old to be in the White House. So
yeah.
I didn't endear the senior women to the public party.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, they stuck their foot in the mouth.
Yeah.
But I've seen there, George Bush, they interviewing him today or the other day, whenever. He said he's one to start that NSA. He created it. He never did mention, though, that he told him to fire Obama. I don't know how come.
To spy on Obama?
Uh-huh.
Well, but you got to remember, when you decide you're going to run for Congress or Senate, they turn your life upside down. I mean, they shake everything out on the floor. They're looking for stuff. And so that's what you go through. And then when you decide you're going to run for president, then they shake it even harder. And trust me, they are spying on you then because they're trying to find out everything they can. That's just part of the deal. So there's the I'm going to call it open spying. I don't think it was secret spying. I think it was open spying because that's what happens. I mean, it's a known fact. That's the, you know, they are, it's like a proctologist. They are, Rick, they are shaking every end of you. Although it seems as though we must not have people that are great investigators because why do we miss so much? All right, how about this? A Russian rocket spins out of control and explodes seconds after liftoff. I'm going to tell you more about that coming up on the flip side. Thanks to my pal, Gary. Tell you more about that. And then we also have another version of We Can Count. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
About that Russian rocket that we were talking about, just a few details because not very much has come out about it, but we're talking about a Proton M rocket with DM-03 upper stage, that's what it's called, -03 upper stage. It was carrying three Russian navigation satellites when it went out of control and exploded and crashed on Tuesday, 8:38 local time in Russia. So Putin is busy saying to Edward Snowden, who wants asylum there, shut up if you want to stay. And while he's doing or dealing with that, he's now got this with the rocket spinning out of control and exploding literally seconds after liftoff. So you can imagine so much of the focus is there. And boy, you look at the video of it, and it is something to see, sadly, but sadly in the sense that, you know, what happened? You see this giant rocket, right? And it's boom, just going like any other rocket. It's got liftoff. There it goes. And then before you know it, poof into a fireball just like that. And you're not expecting it. It looks like it's smooth sailing. I think about when I covered Vandenberg Air Force Base and was privy to or was tipped off to some Titan missile launches, and to watch those babies just go up, it was the coolest thing to watch them go up in the air. And certainly you're not expecting the fireball to come down, and that's exactly what happened there, a wild fireball flying down from the sky. Picture that, if you will. All right, speaking of fireballs, Death Valley temperatures, man, I used to live in California a very tiny period, and I went through Death Valley a couple of times. They're talking about the highest recorded temp so far, 129 degrees. That's wild. And they're trying to verify whether that high beats the record that was set in 1902 at Volcano, which is a town near the Salton Sea in southeastern California. But it's definitely short of the all-time world record. You know what the world record is? 134 degrees. That happened in 1913. 134 degrees. Are you kidding? That's like walking on the sun times 10. That's like being Icarus, and you're just melting as you get closer and closer. Oh, be miserable to be out there. Terrible to be out there. And a place where I used to live very close to, Paso Robles on the California Central Coast, they matched a 63-year-old record. Their temp there, 107 degrees. And these people in California along that coastline aren't used to that kind of weather. It's very rare it happens, but it's rare that it happens. It's funny because we're talking about 100 this and Death Valley and the records there and what's happening in other states where they're seeing crazy temperatures. And how about Seattle? Seattle's high is there. They were all excited. The high temperature there was 89 degrees. I'm sorry. Sorry for all you people flying into SeaTac. That's nothing. 89 degrees, and they're concerned about that? Oh, I'm sorry. Not a big deal. You're just going to have to take a pass and trust us on that one when we look at everybody else and the temperatures that they're struggling with. Let's move to something else. You know, We Can Count is about numbers. And boy, I always say follow numbers when it comes to anything. The big question is, we can't help ourselves. We are a nation of handicappers and prognosticators, and we want to know what if this and what if that and who's going to run in 2016. So they show a new poll of likely Hispanic voters in the 2016 presidential election show big support for the two candidates that are seen as potential Democratic nominees. You know who they are. Who do you think the Democratic nominees are? Well, of course, Hillary Clinton, right? I know you all would get Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State. But, boy, Joe Biden, he is like a rabid dog. He just will not go away. He's going to be running for president every single time. Till the day he dies, Biden is the guy who's going to just always be there in the beginning, running for president. So his name keeps coming up. The Republican side of things, the bench isn't a surprise either. Marco Rubio, former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, so Senator Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush on the list. Chris Christie is somebody else people talk about a lot. But we're talking about Latino decisions. And among Hispanic voters, who is likely to be at the top of the list? Rubio, Jeb Bush. They're at the top of the list for Hispanics. But what will that deficit be like when the pollsters estimate that the Hispanic vote is going to approach 12.5 million? You know, in 2012, exit polls showed that 71% of Hispanic voters went for Obama. So we know that. We know that this was one of the big areas that just crushed Mitt Romney. And all of this goes into what is ultimately laid out as you get closer and closer to an election. When you're narrowing it down to who's going to be the person, who's going to be the representative ultimately. and they're at these polls. Trust me, that's why I make the joke that I'm the poll princess, because people on in politics especially, there's a reason they look at the polls. They make big, big decisions based on polls. Big decisions. Right, this story was so depressing, frankly, when it came out. And you heard about this Las Vegas doctor. And this is a guy who was a clinic owner. He was convicted of 27 criminal charges against him, including second-degree murder, in a 2007 hepatitis C outbreak. They called it one of the biggest ever in our country. You know this story? So Deepak Desai's endoscopy clinic of Southern Nevada, this guy, he was found guilty of those charges. And, I mean, this is a prominent Las Vegas doctor. Prominent. His wife sobbed when they announced it. And another kid in the courtroom just cried out loud. And, of course, they were handcuffed, led from the courtroom, and they'll be sentenced on September 5th. He also, he wasn't the only one that was involved in this. There was also another employee, a nurse, anesthesiologist that also was found guilty of 16 of 27 charges that he faced. So both of them were in and out of the courtroom, and there were 70 witnesses during 7 weeks of testimony. It was shocking. I couldn't believe what I was reading when I was reading all this stuff. They had advisories. 63,000 clinic patients had to get tested for potentially fatal blood-borne diseases, including hepatitis and HIV. They say the unsafe injection. They traced infections of 9 people to the clinics, and they were worried about what was happening, you know, what was going on in the clinic. And obviously, the spreading of this terrible thing. And it stemmed from the various clinics. And this was a guy, like I said, who was prominent in Las Vegas. How about that? How about the California teachers? This is our last one for We Can Count. They're preparing for a Supreme Court battle. What are they trying to do? Well, they want to overturn forced union dues in a lawsuit that they filed in June. They're calling it groundbreaking because for 3 decades, the Supreme Court has allowed closed shop unionism, where public employees have to pay dues to labor groups handling collective bargaining negotiations. Can you imagine what a game changer this would be? So 10 California school teachers are challenging California's policy of forcing all public employees to pay union dues for collective bargaining. Oh, the floodgates are open, my friends.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.